Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
I tried the local Bible thumpers first, but apparently the Church of England don't do exorcisms.
Oh, yes, the Catholics are more into that sort of thing. So tell me, Mr. Wanker?
Wankar.
Wankar?
Wankar.
Right. Unusual name. What is the nature of ghost activity you're currently experiencing?
Oh, you know, gets cold and suddenly a bloody vase flies across the room.
Ah, poltergeist.
Oh, and the soundtrack. The soundtrack, that's the worst part.
Soundtrack?
Yes, every night when the clock strikes 10, the soundtrack starts. I can't be bothered to explain it. You'll see what I mean when you get here. Maybe I'm just going mad. I never used to believe in ghosts. You know, I grew up in a house that was 500 years old, and that wasn't haunted. But this place, guess when it was built? Go on, have a guess.
Oh, 1995?
2019.
Right.
5 years old. I'm the first person to live here. So how come there's a bloody ghost in the music room? It makes no sense at all. Anyway, will you take the job or not?
Oh, yes, 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 absolutely. I'll pass your details on to our lead exorcist. Magenta, that's her name. That's not me, of course. I'm just her secretary. This is a very big organization. Many employees.
Right, yes. Well, the main thing is you're cheap. Much cheaper than that other ghost hunting organization. You should have seen what they quoted me.
Other ghost hunting organization?
It's quite ridiculous. It really is taking the biscuit. Happens all the time. Just because I'm incredibly wealthy, they think they can bloody take me to the cleaners. Monstrous.
Yes, that's very sad. My heart breaks for you. You mentioned another ghost hunting organization. Can you tell me their name, just out of professional curiosity?
Gotta go. The Argus caught fire. I'll see you tonight then, yes?
Oh, all right. Goodbye, Wanker, Mr. Wanker.
Hello, Bernard here. Welcome to our first day on the job as M&B Paranormal Investigators. We're currently in the car, heading to our first official ghost hunt.
Oh, for God's sake, bloody tractor! Come on, move! Just move! Let me past!
I say official because obviously Magenta's done this sort of thing before, but this time we're getting paid for it. And that money will go towards fixing up our new house, Misty Moor Rectory, which in itself is exceedingly haunted.
Oh, you stupid bastard! Oh. You know we're here! He could have gone into the lay-bys and let me pass. Did you see how many lay-bys have passed?
Yes.
Did you see me motioning for him to go into them?
Oh, it was clear as day. You couldn't miss it.
He knows we're here.
He's doing it on purpose.
He's doing it on purpose. He's deliberately blocking us from moving past him.
Magenta's driving us to the gig, and we're very late because we've been behind this tractor for, well, let's see, 63 minutes now.
63 minutes?
Can't you overtake, dear?
No! There's too many bends and blind summits. I can't see what's coming.
No.
Because we're in the countryside. We should never have come here. Oh, let's move to the country. What a good idea. All that lovely fresh air. Oh, and it's so affordable and isolated and full of f***ing tractors. This is what Joseph Conrad was talking about in the Heart of Darkness, Bernard.
Yes.
I'll have to undertake.
Undertake?
The tractor. We can't overtake, so we'll have to go the other way around.
Yes. We mean we're going to drive onto the... Oh, God.
Yeah.
God. Driving onto the field.
Oh, dear. Oops, that was a rabbit. Sorry, Mr. Bunny.
Bloody hell.
Let's get a bit of acceleration going.
You did it. Well done, my dear.
The open road. Bye-bye, you stupid f***ing tractor bastard.
I hope the car's all right. What's that groaning sound?
Bernard, stay on task. The
recording.
Oh, right, yes. So I'm the accountant, assistant and archivist for M&B's paranormal investigations, and as such, I'm responsible for recording our fieldwork. that's ironic, given that we just
drove over a field.
Yes, fieldwork.
Very good.
Oh, Magenta, I almost forgot to tell you, that ghost hunting company that the client mentioned, I found out who they are.
You did? Oh, well done, Bernie. Good sleuthing.
Well, I just Googled it, really. I found their website. Here you go. Look at this. Incredibly slick, isn't it?
Cove & Co. What sort of stupid name is that?
Well, I suppose it's like a witch's coven, I suppose, is what they're getting
it's
at.
Coven, Bernie.
Coven? I think it's... Isn't it coven?
No.
I thought it rhymed with oven.
No, it's coven.
Oh, okay.
I mean, who's likely to know between you and me, Bernie?
Well, of course, yes. No, you're probably right.
Coven.
It's very slick, isn't it? Looks like an accountancy firm.
Oh God, they've got Trustpilot reviews.
5-star rating. Lots of happy customers.
Oh, they made them up, didn't they?
Do you think?
Well, it's very easy to do that, Bernard. Never trust that sort of thing.
I suppose if it's on their actual website, it's a bit suspicious, isn't
exactly.
it?
Exactly. Read one out to me.
Friendly, polite service, very professional. Got rid of the ghost in less than half an hour.
Half an hour? Well, it wasn't a real ghost then, was it? Oh, actually, no, I've done it in a couple of minutes before. Sometimes they just need a little nudge. Oh, God, how annoying! I can't believe we have competition! What if it affects our business? Thank God there's been a surge in ghostly activity recently.
Yes.
Although that in itself is rather curious.
Good for us, though.
Oh, yes, true. Best not to question it, really.
Oh, it looks like there's a phone number here.
Oh! Should we ring it?
I mean, we could do. Just, you know, see what they're all about.
Yes, go on, then.
All right.
Yeah, we should find out who they are. All right, we're going to have to come up with a nom de plume.
Should we pretend we're a client? Is that what we're going to do?
Oh, yes, let's do that.
Greetings. You have reached the Bletherington office for Coven Co., the country's only full-service esoteric agency.
Only? What are we, chopped liver?
If you need assistance with spirit, demon, or fey phenomena, please leave a message after the bleep, and we'll get back to you.
Here we go. Hello, we are a client. Our name is Pandora, and... Bernard, say something.
Billy.
And we have a ghost. We would like you to tell us your rates, how you intend to go about ridding us of our ghost, when you can do it, how many people are in your company, whereabouts you're based, and how much business you've been getting recently. We need an email address.
Should we give him a real email address?
So if you could send all those details to madammagentauk@gmail.com. What is it? Co.uk?
.com.
.com. And so, yes, my name is Pandora, and I look forward to your email. Goodbye!
I think we got away with that.
Let's see what they say to that. Know thy enemy, Bernie.
Quite.
Oh, look. I think we're here.
What, this place?
Blimey. It's very modern.
Yes, it is. It's not what I expected at all. It's rather odd that it's haunted, isn't it?
It won't be the house that's haunted. It'll be an object. We just have to figure out which one.
So, this is it. The haunted music room.
Good heavens!
Wow, what a collection!
Yeah. Yeah, that's Eric Clapton's Wurlitzer. That drum kit, Joni Mitchell. So, Mel B's harmonica. Oh, the theremin. Guess. Have a guess.
Jean-Michel Jarre. Pussycat Dolls.
Yep, Prince.
Yeah.
Prince? Okay, I don't remember him playing a theremin.
But mainly, I'm a guitar man, you see. See this? 63 Strat, Olympic white. See that wall? Every Telecaster since 1950.
Oh my goodness, you've got a no-caster.
More like a no-thanks-caster. Am I right? I don't know what a no-caster is. I'm just trying to join in.
Ah, well, you see, the no-casters, for a brief period of time in the 1950s, Fender didn't own...
10 o'clock.
Funny sort of clock for such a modern building.
Here it comes. Any moment now. The soundtrack.
Goodness me!
Look, Bernard.
The instruments are playing themselves.
Oh, that's clever.
That's marvellous.
It's like one of those pianos. What are they?
Like a pianola.
Are those the ones that play themselves?
Yes, a little roll of paper goes round and a little punched holes
in it. Yes, that's it.
This is magical.
Wherever I go in the house or gardens, the music, it follows what I'm doing. Look, if I cross the room...
Oh, it's following your footsteps.
Oh, that's very good.
That's darling, that is.
Will it work for us? Oh, look, restless spirit. I'm flirtatiously lifting the hem of my caftan.
Oh, it knows what you're doing, doesn't it? Oh, my turn. Look, look, spirit. I'm walking like a cockney, I am.
Stop that.
Conga line. Oh.
Stop it. Stop it. Stop it. Stop it. This isn't a joke. Do you know what it's like to live like this? The horror. And more importantly, these instruments are not to be played.
Not to be played? Don't you play them?
Of course not.
But do you mean you have all of these instruments and you don't play a single one?
They're collector's items. Playing them would wear them out. I don't even display my most valuable guitar. The 57 gold top Les Paul. It's in that sealed lead box over there.
Why is it sealed?
To stop people looking at it.
But isn't that the point of a collection?
I thought that once. And then I heard of the observer effect.
What's that?
Basic quantum mechanics. The act of observing things changes the thing that's being observed.
Not sure that pertains to guitars.
It pertains to everything. And no one's changing my gold top Les Paul with their beady eyes, thank you very much. Ergo, no one gets to look at it. Ever. Right, I'll leave you now. Let me know when you're done.
Didn't even offer us a cup of tea.
Rich people, Bernard, the worst.
Yeah.
Now then, let's have a look at this gold Leslie.
Oh, no, Magenta, he expressly said we weren't allowed to.
Bernie, it's the guitar that's haunted. Didn't you notice?
Notice what?
The eerie music as soon as he said its name. And look what happens when I approach it.
Huh? Oh.
And when I move away... Closer, further away.
Gosh.
Closer. Closest, touching the box.
Oh, you're right, aren't you? Yes.
We're going to have to open the box. I can't do an exorcism through lead.
But how do we open it? It's sealed.
Well, Mr. Wanker said it was sealed, but a normal person would have said padlocked. See?
Oh.
Wouldn't keep a kitten out. Pass me the bolt cutters, Bernie.
Rightio.
Right. Let's have a look at this thing.
Gosh, it's very pretty. Poor thing. Left in a box. I wonder if I might just quickly have a little play.
Not until I've got the ghost out, dear. Right. Let's grab this thing. Bloody hell, this is heavy. Right.
Be careful.
Give it a good shake. Maybe that'll get it out. Shake out the ghost. Come on, stop being silly. Get out. Oh, you in there? Maybe if I tap it on the floor a bit.
Oh,
come on, get out!
Physically painful.
Knock it against the wall. Maybe that'll shake the damn thing out. Come on, get out! I'm not going to stop until you do! Oh, it worked.
Oh, my God, a ghost!
You can see him.
No, I just wanted to join in.
Oh, bloody hell.
Hello. Who are you, then?
Oh, me? Eddie Blackmore. Cool, that's shaking. I've got a headache now.
No, you don't, Eddie.
No, you're right, I don't. Still, no shaking my Les Paul, please. That's disrespectful.
This is very exciting. What's it saying?
Nothing of interest yet. So, Eddie, what's going on? Why haven't you crossed over? Got something you want to say? I can pass messages on to the living if that's what you want.
No, I can't remember why I'm still here, to be honest. Give me a sec, it'll come back to me.
What's Eddie saying now?
He's got ghost amnesia. Eddie, focus, look at me, okay? Maybe I can help. So, generally speaking, there are only a handful of reasons for hanging around on this plane after death, so maybe if I list them, one of them will spark your memory.
Yeah, all right, go on then.
Okay, so, if one was a huge fan of the physical pleasures of life, one might be reluctant to let go. That's the first reason.
What, like being well into Rumpy Pumpy?
Exactly. Where do you think succubi and incubi come from? Perverts in life, perverts in death. Doesn't have to be Rumpo, though. Were you a keen jogger?
Don't think so.
Drugs?
Can't remember.
Perhaps you missed the raw physicality of rocking out on stage,
No, terrible stage fright. Played havoc with the old poop shoot, do you know what I mean? I was always more into the studio stuff. Writing, jamming, recording. Yeah, you know what? I think I think I was in a band.
Ah, it's coming back then. Good. All right, let's think. Another common reason for the presence of a restless spirit is that they were the sort of person who in life had to have the last word. So they have one more point to prove, one more conversation they need to dominate, and they can't leave until they do. Does that sound familiar?
Last word? Nah. Nah, not really a fan of words. I'll let the other guys do words.
Do you know, I can just about hear a faint scratching on the edge of my consciousness. I think I'm getting more attuned to the spirits. What's he saying now?
Well, I suspect he's trying to say he struggles to write lyrics.
Yeah, that's it. Lyrics, yeah. Hate them.
Oh, I rather like writing lyrics.
This fellow a musician, is he?
Bernard? Yes, he is a very fine musician. He played bass in a band. Foucault's Pendulum, have you heard of it?
Foucault's Pendulum?
Has he heard of me?
Sounds rubbish.
Yes, Bernard, he has heard of you, and in fact, he's a big fan.
Oh?
He thought you were far more talented than stupid Stephen.
Oh, gosh. Well, he's all right by me, then.
He's saying you should have been the lead singer.
Well, I always said that, didn't I?
Yes. Oh, Eddie, another reason you might still be here is the classic unfinished business. A task you hadn't completed in life, such as, I don't know.
Finishing my album, yeah. Yeah, that's it. Yeah, I remember now.
Oh, there we go. Well done.
Yeah. The band I was in, they wouldn't let me experiment. I had to toe the party line, didn't I? It's all coming back. Yeah, I had all these ideas and nowhere to express them. So, on the side, right, I was writing my own stuff and I was about to record a solo album with this amazing bunch of session musicians I'd handpicked, right? But we didn't finish it because I died.
Oh, dear. How did it happen?
I was crushed under a groupie.
Quite a large groupie, then.
No, I told her to jump off the roof of the tour bus into my arms, so she did. I think we both misjudged that one.
But the upshot is, you'll move on if you finish your solo album, is that what you're saying?
Well, it's not the whole thing. I've done most of it. It's just the last song that's unfinished.
One song? Oh, good, that's convenient. This won't take long, then. Look, Eddie. See this little device?
What's that?
It records things.
Oh, right.
If you play, we can record your song and, you know, and then we can release it into the world.
Yeah. No, it won't work.
Why not?
Well, I can't play all the instruments, can I?
You sounded like you were earlier.
No, didn't you hear the guitar? Oh, not good enough.
Oh, dear. Is he all right?
It's not good enough. I'm not good enough for this. It's not good enough for my album.
Everything's vibrating. What's he saying?
I'm not good enough. I need a session man.
It's all right, Eddie. Shush. Oh, we have a session man right here. Bernard, he's a multi-instrumentalist.
Pardon?
I can relay to Bernard what you need.
What?
And we can all finish the song together.
What's going on?
Oh, yeah, nice one. Yeah.
Trouble reading the lyrics, Magenta. Your handwriting's not the best.
Well, just improvise. Eddie looks happy enough.
All right.
When I see you, baby, I got one thing on my mind. Getting out of you, baby, a little bump and grind. Come on up to my trailer.
Tell him to put a few more notes in.
Eddie says more notes.
What? More notes? All right.
What a sod.
Unbelievable.
I can't believe he won't pay us.
Just because you dented... I mean, you did dent a rather expensive guitar by banging it on the wall, but even so...
I got rid of his ghost. How else did he want me to do it? Without denting his guitar, I suppose.
Well, I suppose, yeah.
This is very bad, Bernie. If we don't get paid, we can't fix Misty Moor Rectory, can we? And if we can't fix Misty Moor Rectory, then we're not going to be on Great Decisions.
We're going to be living in a caravan throughout the whole of the winter.
No, that too. But also, we won't be on a TV show.
No, we won't get to make friends with Kenneth.
No.
It went so well last time.
No, I so wanted to become his friend.
Oh, well, let me check our emails. You never know, we might have a new request from a client.
Ooh.
Let's see. Oh, we do. We have one.
Oh, read it to me, Bernie.
Dear Magenta and Bernard, I need your help getting rid of... Oh.
What?
Well, you're never going to believe this, but the client is... Margot Mockery.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
This is I reporting. He's at the Lao Chang restaurant, Changchun, northeastern China. It's spring, 1997. Once it's started, I'll leave him in Ming's hands. That's a joke. Ming doesn't have hands.
And what do you do, exactly, besides dance with strangers?
I work for the postal service.
You're a postman?
Weird, right?
Miss Cloutier, what is it?
It's just a bit strange. A letter for me from Hong Kong. And there's no stamp.
I need stamps to write a dead person?
Yep, there's a cost.
How much?
A pound. A pound of flesh. A pound of you.
It seems like a lot.
Lift up your shirt!
What's that?
Just hold this tube over your stomach! We all don't laugh!
Ow!
Yeah, this is gonna hurt!
What?
Nothing!
The very worst thing that could possibly happen.
Is that a police right back? If your letter can find me here, then I think we have a lot to talk about. Saludos, Raúl.
The Very Worst Thing That Could Possibly Happen, an audio drama in 9 parts, produced by Wolf at the Door Studios. Out now. For more information, please visit WLFDR.com.